It's been about 6 months since I started the Bells and Whistles Theater, which is kind of the creative home of this podcast now. It's where I release all the upcoming episodes, extra scenes, and standalone short stories. I'm working on my second short story now. And if you're curious about how things are going with the podcast, if I will keep podcasting, and if I am able to survive as a creator, I have just published a free episode of my In the Wings Behind the Scenes podcast, where I discuss how I feel about the Bells and Whistles Theater in the Lesbian Romantic Podcast and its future right now. So if that interests you, go to patreon.com/lesbianromantic and sign up for free, and you'll have access to that episode of my Behind the Scenes podcast. All right, let's get to this episode. Welcome to the Lesbian Romantic Podcast. This is Connection Revealed, Part 36. September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 5:55 a.m. local time. Elle stared out of the bedroom window, surrounded by darkness as the birds began their announcement of dawn. Light would soon replace this darkness, but not for Elle. She knew that she would spend the day at the bottom of a deep well, having lost everything yesterday. Nothing had gone as she had hoped, though none of it should have been a surprise. Yet, she was still in shock. The line between hope and denial was thin, and in hindsight, Elle could see that she had been in denial for a long time. She had desperately hoped that Louise would find it in her heart to forgive Elle's lies and scheming. But how could she? Elle wasn't even sure if she would forgive Louise if the roles had been reversed. As Louise had pointed out, Elle had forced her to face a painful part of her past before she was ready. Now, Elle had to pay the price. September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 6:30 a.m. local time. Michelle was overwhelmed and confused, her emotions spiraling out of control. Seeing the shock and horror in Louise's eyes had affected her more deeply than she could have imagined. As she stood in front of a metaphorical mirror, Michelle had come face to face with a monstrous reflection of herself. In the hours that followed, she couldn't shake the question from her mind: was she truly a monster? And as she reflected on her behavior, Michelle came to a painful realization. She had been acting like a monster for a long time, and there was no guarantee she could ever change. To Louise, she would always be seen as an awful person. This realization stung because for the first time, Michelle felt a longing to be close to Louise, to be understood by her. In the past, Michelle had looked down on Louise and never considered them equals. But now, things were different. In fact, Michelle felt like she should be the one looking up at Louise in shame. Every time Michelle thought of the few moments she had spent with Louise last night, she felt even more ashamed. Not just about her behavior, but about how she had lived her entire life. The worst part was that there would be no chance to right her wrongs. Once home, she might even be locked up in prison. She would never have the opportunity to apologize to Louise or explain herself to Jade. It was Jade who had sparked a desire for change in Michelle. Yet, she had continued to lie until her past had suddenly come crashing in, destroying every chance at a better future. September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 6:30 a.m. local time. The rebel scientist scoffed.
We don't have any of these issues.
She softened her tone and added apologetically. Sorry. Jade sank into the chair.
So I'm on my own.
Yeah, the woman agreed. There's not much I can do. Nodding solemnly, Jade looked down at the table.
Right. Not without the approval of President Lucas, the scientist clarified.
Jade met her gaze and let out a sigh.
I doubt she'll authorize anything to help us. She made it very clear that we need to leave very soon.
Then my hands are tied, was the other woman's response.
Ah, I know,
Jade sighed, trying to comprehend what would happen to the rest of the world in just a few days. There was nothing she could do to stop it. In a strange way, Jade found herself resigned to her fate. She no longer had the energy to fight. If the global power supply were to collapse and chaos ensued, that would be beyond her control. Nothing mattered to her anymore because she had lost Michelle. And if she were being honest, Michelle probably never really belonged to her in the first place. It had all been a naive dream, or perhaps even a delusion. Michelle belonged more to the past than the future. Looking back, Jade should have seen the signs. They were hard to miss. Yet, she had been in denial until the past had stood before her, surprisingly alive and kicking. September 24th, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 9:30 a.m. local time. Louise's survival in unfamiliar Fire Blue territory had always hinged on two crucial elements: trust and respect within her relationship with Elle, and keeping her past behind her. But yesterday, both of those things had exploded in her face. No matter how hard she tried to see it differently, Louise knew that Elle was responsible. Not only had Elle been lying and scheming, but she had also brought up Louise's past as a way to justify her own actions. Elle had unearthed everything Louise had fought so hard to leave behind. And for what? Louise still couldn't understand. She had stopped listening to Elle's explanations because they made no sense to her. It felt like every excuse Elle gave was just a cover for her power play with Michelle, with Louise caught in the crossfire. Elle's actions had reopened a door that Louise thought she had firmly closed. She didn't think she could ever forgive this betrayal of trust and respect. Seeing Michelle again, out of nowhere, forced Louise to relive everything. The pain and the deep longing. September 23rd, 2063. Fire Blue Territory, North American Province. 3:45 p.m. local time. Elle met Louise's brown eyes and winced. There was so much anger in them. The last time she had seen Louise stare at her like this was when they had first met and Louise had thought Elle was a terrorist responsible for a global attack.
Is this what you were hiding from me? Louise asked in an angry whisper. Is this why you made me look like a fool in front of my team?
Elle glanced at the bathroom door down the hall. They had pushed Michelle Becker in there with instructions to wait until Elle gave her a sign to come back out. Surprisingly, Becker had cooperated, but Elle and Louise had to keep their voices low.
Yes,
Elle said quietly, trying to reach for Louise's hand, but Louise pulled hers away.
I'm sorry, Elle quickly added. Why did you bring her here?
Louise bristled. Elle almost asked her to keep her voice down, but she knew Louise had every reason to be angry.
She was in no position to tell Louise how to express herself right now.
Elle stammered.
She had tried to prepare for this moment. She had a whole speech ready.
I thought...
She tried again.
Things got so big. I knew I could never explain.
No. What is inexplicable is that you brought my ex here without warning me. Louise interrupted her angrily.
You know what she did to me.
Elle nodded shakily, tears filling her eyes.
Do you know what it took for me to be able to move on?
Louise hissed, her shoulders shaking. Slowly, Elle lifted her eyes to meet Louise's. The sharp lines of Louise's expression made her pain and anger visible.
Did you?
Elle asked, barely audible even to herself. There was no initial reply. Elle shifted her feet and swallowed hard.
I wasn't sure you...
She trailed off. Wasn't sure about what? Louise probed, her voice now dangerously cold.
Did you... really move on?
Elle's tears were now flowing freely down her cheeks.
What?
Louise yelled in disbelief.
Oh my God,
she said, running her hands through her hair as she stepped away from Elle.
You've got to be kidding me.
You just seem so unhappy here sometimes. Elle struggled to explain, feeling desperate.
I thought, and then Michelle suddenly showed up at the border and I lost it.
Louise's heavy breaths filled the tense silence between them. Elle stayed quiet, knowing that speaking would only make things worse.
Why was she at the border?
Louise finally asked after a minute or so, her tone much quieter now.
I'm not sure, to be honest,
Elle admitted.
We can't really trust what she says, can we?
Was she coming for my team? Louise's gaze was intense as she continued her questioning.
Was she coming for me?
Elle cleared her throat, ignoring the touch of hope she heard in Louise's voice.
That's what I feared,
Elle replied slowly. But the scientist who accompanied her denies it.
Scientist?
Louise said, sounding skeptical.
Yes, there was a scientist with her,
Elle explained.
Was she a target for you?
Louise asked.
Was that part true? Did you want to recruit her?
Elle's cheeks flushed with shame as she shook her head.
No, I had no idea who she was. I was only interested in Michelle.
Louise nodded, clenching her teeth. She stared at the wall for a moment while Elle kept her mouth shut, not wanting to make matters worse.
If people find out Michelle was here and that she's my ex-partner, Louise said coolly,
we are both done. There's no recovering from this. We'll be crucified by the press, and rightfully so.
Yeah. I'm not sure I still care,
Louise said with a huff.
Don't say that,
Elle said softly, trying not to burst into any more tears than she already had.
Why?
Why did you have my team bring her into our territory? Louise asked after another long silence.
Why didn't you leave her in the desert?
They were both going to die in that storm, Elle said.
I couldn't let that happen.
Right, Louise said, her tone even colder than before. It scared Elle.
When did you find out it was Michelle?
Louise asked.
Not long after their vehicle was spotted near the border,
Elle admitted.
That's why I immediately left for the desert, to see her.
She winced, anticipating Louise's response. But this time, Louise didn't lash out. She stood frozen, staring into the distance with a coldness in her eyes that frightened Elle more than her anger.
There was an alert system in case Michelle ever showed up on our radar,
Elle continued to explain.
That's why your team started reporting directly to me, as soon as they found out Michelle was on board that pod.
Unbelievable, Louise muttered under her breath.
You know you make me look like a fool, right?
No, baby, nobody knows why Michelle was flagged, Elle started to say, then lowered her voice.
Nobody knows about you and her. I meant because you undermined my authority with my team, Louise snapped. And for what? Michelle is a high-stakes target. Everyone knows, Elle said, then stopped herself, immediately regretting her words. Don't give me that bullshit, Louise spat. That's not why you went out there, is it? Elle looked at the floor and took a deep breath. No more games. No more lies. No, it wasn't, she admitted. I went there to protect our relationship. I thought she came here to destroy us. Well, now you have, Louise said angrily.